Welcome to the Sabres is Good weekly podcast. Each week, Hamed and I will discuss our thoughts about the past week's Sabres news and what we feel is relevant for the current and upcoming weeks. This is a show for Sabres fans. If you would like to share your thoughts with us, you can email the show at saberspodbox@gmail.com. Hello, Sabres Nation. I'm Dave Bloom. I'm here again every week with Hamed.
How's it going, everybody?
And we're going to review the past week's worth of games. There were three of them. And what do you think about the first game, Philadelphia at Buffalo?
Philadelphia. Oh, boy. The defense didn't hold their ground.
Now, if I recall, you called a win
for
the Philadelphia
game. I did. But...
And they lost big time.
I watched most of the game.
Who called the loss again?
All right. Stop bragging. I was watching the game, and they were drilling us with long passes. They were making our defense thin, and too many holes for them to go on breaks, like 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s.
That was definitely not Miller's best game of the year.
It's not Miller's fault.
Yeah, he let in two terrible goals that he should not have let in.
Oh, yeah, but you can't blame him when he's getting shot at, like, what, 30, 40 times before the game?
If the team in front of you doesn't play, then, you know, you're not going to win anyway. But still, there were at least two goals in there that typical Miller goals.
Two goals, but then there's always other three.
Yeah, but I'm still saying, like...
Yeah, I mean, I know where you're going with this, but...
Yeah, well, we had two goals of our own. So if Miller wouldn't have let in those other two, then we still would have had a good chance at the end of the game. Even if we played badly, like, for a while, we still would have had a chance to come back.
Yeah, I still think it's more on defense. I think what I'm doing...
What about the lack of offense?
Well, I mean, with no defense, you're not going to have an offense. If you can't turn the puck around, go the other way fast enough, you can't do that.
So you blame the major part of it was...
Major part was the defense. It was thinning out. It was that there were too many holes that they could have attacked from. I don't know. I was just sitting back in my chair. I'm like, oh, come on. Oh, come on. I was just saying that all over the place.
The best person in the arena was probably the coach.
Well, you can't say it, but the coach is sitting on the sidelines, but his team just didn't perform to his expectations.
Yeah. And that's kind of his fault, too. You got to have him ready.
Yeah, but...
They had how many days off? Two?
Yeah, they should
have. One. They played Wednesday, and then they had
Thursday
played
off. They played Saturday.
This was Friday. So, they played Wednesday, then had Thursday. Well, they only had one day off. But still, that's what the playoffs are. You get one day off.
One day off is what you should have anyways. I mean, it's not a back-to-back game.
No, you should be able to be fine if one day off.
Yeah, one day off, you should be fine, unless, you know, you have three games, two games. I mean, our schedule is three games in 4 days every week.
Every week.
And I personally don't like that. I think it should be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It should be like a day between.
The good team should be able to do it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and this is a good test to see what happens if they continue losing on Saturday night and Friday night on the rest of the month. But we'll have to see.
Yeah.
All right. Then the Sabres on Saturday night went to Boston and lost 4-2.
I didn't watch most of that game. I was at work.
I actually watched the whole game. I was there. I have some game notes to share with everybody. I don't know if you guys remember when you probably saw the highlight.
Oh, Butler?
Yeah, Chris Butler. The Sabres were on the power play.
But I actually watched that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, so just so everybody knows, Butler's at the point. Sabres are on the power play. The power play's just ending. Danny Pailler, who was traded to Boston, he got Boston's penalty. He comes out of the penalty box. And Pailler just, like, hands it, like, he passed it, like, right to him, and Pailler ran the other way with a breakaway.
I don't know why, but I just find that so funny how a player that we always give away, both Finnegan out and Pailler, come on and play good against us. Had a goal against us. I mean, Miller just...
Miller wasn't even in that game, dude.
That was
Jonas Enroth's first start of his career.
That's another thing I want to talk about.
He wasn't that bad.
He wasn't bad.
He stopped breakaways. He stopped all the breakaways. He had like three against. He stopped them all.
Yeah. I was going to actually talk about that. I had that on my sheet, too.
Oh, okay.
You can't... I like Enroth, you know, for his first game.
Mm-hmm.
And with Lalime out, But you can't put Enroth in the game and have 37 shots against them in his first NHL game.
That was the number of
shots? That was the number. I was looking it up. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
It's his first NHL game. So defense got to step up in that
game. So the defense was lacking again Thursday or Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah. This week, the major point that I'm trying to get across is the defense. Defense is not playing hard enough. They're good defense, but they're not playing hard enough.
They were in the past. Like, well, they were.
No, I'm saying this past week.
This past week. Okay.
Yeah, just this past weekend.
We probably still have one of the best goals against in the league. I'm sure we do. It's got to be really low.
Well, Miller has, I think, 1.84.
He has two shutouts, Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has 1.84 against him for the season so far. Mm. And it's 10-2-1, which is a.
If you do that, it's going down. 10-2-1 is. That's awesome, dude.
If
you do that seven times in a row, you're going to make the playoffs for sure.
The beginning of the season, we're doing great with them. I don't know what's going on. It's the defense that's going to ruin all that if we don't start playing harder.
Well, that, I guess. We'll just finish up on the Boston game, but we'll make a point about that. I think last night, once we get there, defense was.
Different story.
It was a different story, but yeah, so. They just can't play like they did then. Also, yeah, I was saying Enroth gets the start ? Because everyone, including Paul Hamilton, who works for WGR 550 here in Buffalo, he said that Friday night that he would be very surprised if Ryan Miller did not start again Saturday and they start Enroth, because Enroth, just so you guys, if you guys are unfamiliar with him, he's the starting goaltender of the Sabres AHL affiliate team, the Portland Pirates, and he was not doing too well down in Portland, so why would he do too well in the NHL is a thought. Derek Roy scored Friday night and Saturday night, so that was good for him. He had a slow start to the year, but now he scored three games in a row, so that was good for him.
I think he's second in the points. Tim Connelly.
Because he's got all those assists.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like everyone was missing their shots on Saturday night. Everyone was shooting it wide all the time. Just always
shooting it wide, getting blocked, shooting away.
Like, they set up a good chance, and then they just fire wide on that. It's like, oh, that was
probably. They're all eager to score.
It's just a waste.
They all want it.
Well, they're just missing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you take your shot if you're good at it.
I think we're just a step ahead of where we should have been in that game. If we slowed it down, I think it would have been a little better.
They just had some mistakes.
Yeah. And then, again, the defense.
Yeah, I was saying, about the defense, I noticed that Steve Monitor, I know he scored last night, but we're talking about Boston here, and also Friday night, I don't think he looked at much better than Andre Sequeira. I know you're down on Sequeira, he was your underperformer.
Yeah, and he's still down there. I mean, he's starting to play a little better, but.
Like, Steve Monitor was supposed to be the, he was the middle-of-the-road free agent signing that they brought in here that was supposed to, replace Spacek, maybe. He was supposed to be, really good. But
yeah. I don't know.
It seems like the top four
I still think letting Spacek go was a mistake.
Oh, of course. Well, I don't know if they could afford to sign him, though.
Same with Paille,
The Sabres are right at the salary cap. I don't know if they could have afforded Spacek.
I haven't looked at the salary issue, but...
Yeah, they're surprisingly Buffalo sports teams that don't really come close to the salary cap, but we're right there. We're right at the cap.
Yeah.
And then my last note was the Bills were on a bye, so they couldn't lose over the weekend, so I think that means that the Sabres had to lose twice or something. I don't know why. That wasn't fair. Anyway, so talking about last night's game.
Last night's game. I have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Okay,
last night's
I'll
game.
Let you.
MacArthur's game misconduct.
I was on my way home from work when I heard that. Was it that big of a hit? They were talking.
It wasn't a big of a hit. When I was watching it, it wasn't a big of a hit. It wasn't intended. And how could MacArthur? You don't expect when you think of MacArthur, you don't think of a guy who plays rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't want to hurt anybody. And they're saying that on TV too. What threw me over the board is when their coach, Pat Quinn, I think that's what his name is, said, and this is a quote.
That'd be Edmonton's coach?
Edmonton's coach. And quote, he said that after the game. He knew exactly what he was doing. He put his elbow right on his head as he was falling.
Did you see that?
I was watching the game.
Did he put his elbow on his head?
It was one of those things that
or was it just happened. Falling down?
It was falling down. It was an accident. And right when it happened, McCarthy looked back, put his hand on his shoulder, and was like, "Are you okay, man? Like, get up," stuff like that.
Yeah, so he wasn't trying to...
He wasn't trying to start anything. He wasn't trying to hurt anybody.
Well, MacArthur is not a dirty player by any means, you know? We've all seen MacArthur.
Yeah, what threw me over there was Pat Quinn, and they're going to take that to the GM meeting, I think. That's what I heard. And
oh, my God.
He has made... Game is kind of... That's a suspension, right? For one game.
I'm not familiar with that rule. If you get a game misconduct in the last 5 minutes of the third period, then you are automatically suspended for a game.
Yeah.
I don't know because that wasn't in the last 5 minutes. I don't know
if they're going to suspend him or not, but...
Oh, just so everyone knows.
Pissed me off.
The Sabres won 3-1 last night, just so everyone knows. I don't know if we mentioned that yet.
Yeah, and another thing, I don't know if you have anything to talk about on this one, but penalties. We were shorthanded for 14 minutes and 40 seconds. That's almost a period. And we killed 6 out of the 7. I mean, I know
O'Sullivan
scored on one of them, which was... Miller couldn't have done anything about that. But 6 out of 7. We killed.
They have been a solid penalty killing team this year.
Yes,
that is
I can
no
that.
Question. And the one that they got scored on was a 5-on-3, right?
What?
The one that they got scored.
Yes, two-man advantage.
Yeah, two-man
advantage. And then
you can't
really
stop all of those.
You can't stop all of them. The shot was kind of close to being stopped. You know, I just slid it right by Miller.
Yeah.
All
right, so with those three games in the books, the Sabres have played 15 games, which is tied for the lowest amount of games played in the Northeast Division. That's where the Sabres are.
Every year we start out like that.
Yep. They have 10 wins, 4 losses in regulation, 1 overtime loss, which was the first game of the year against Montreal. For a total of 21 points, that puts them in first place in the Northeast Division by 3. Ottawa and Boston both have 18 points.
Well, in the conference, we're third place.
Tied for second. I'm not looking at the conference right now. I was just looking at the
division.
The division, yeah. Yeah, the way the conference standings work is the leader of each division goes 1-2-3, but...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you look at total points in the conference, we should actually be in...
Like fifth.
We should be in fourth, but fourth. Whatever. We have 43 goals for, 34 goals against, which is, you know, the goals
against. It's good.
The goals against is low.
Yeah, it's low, but the goals for should be higher.
It's average.
It should be higher.
Right now the goals for is average, but the goals against is very low. I'm looking at everybody here. It looks like it. I see that the New Jersey Devils also have 34 goals against, and that is the lowest that I see, so. Yes,
that is low.
The New Jersey Devils and the Buffalo Sabres are tied for the lowest goals against in the league, which is awesome. See, the defense just slipped up a few times. If they didn't slip up all those, like that 5-0 New Islanders game, if you didn't have that, then we would have the lowest goals against in the league. So.
You can say that by a lot of games, though.
What do you mean?
Defense grew up giving away goals. And Miller had that one goal against him. I think it was a Philadelphia where it bounced on his leg and went in.
Yeah, and then there was another one where he just didn't look like he even tried that.
He was overlooking it. He was worried about the other guy on the other side, so sliding over and he forgot about the puck sliding too close to him. All
right. Well, anyway, we're just going to transition into the main points part of the show, and we'll do an injury update for you guys.
Okay, now, so let's talk about the main points of the past few games. A couple of main points right there. Mayer is staying with the team.
Mayer, yes, he cleared waivers. I think that was Tuesday when he cleared waivers on Tuesday, I think. And he didn't decide. The coaching staff decided to keep him here. They did not send him down to Portland.
Yeah, he cleared waivers, yeah. So
I'm surprised. I thought another team might have claimed him.
I don't know. Mayer is good,
he's a good fourth-line player for somebody.
He is, but I don't think he's one of those players that teams go after.
He's better than Andrew Peters.
I think if he had more time for teams to look at him, he would have been gone.
Okay.
I think
if he would have had more ice time this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another big point, defense. The whole defense. Got to play harder. They're playing kind of soft right now in some ways.
A point that I would throw out there. I know Miller played pretty well last night. In fact, he had some really... He got lucky once, but he played pretty well the whole game long. He made that one sprawling save. It was awesome. But the first game, he didn't. And, you know, if you look at his history, sometimes he can kind of, like, take a few nights off. And I know he's the hardest worker out of anybody on the whole team, but... Yeah. But, like, I'm not calling him lazy or anything. I'm just saying I don't want to get back into that, like, worrying about Miller. Because he's been awesome, except for a few games.
He's that player that you shouldn't worry about. He's that player that always shows up to play, always does great.
So, Miller, keep up the good work. That's my main point.
another main point. Our penalty killing. Keep doing what you're doing. Six for seven last game. Last night.
And the, throughout the year, it's gotten
throughout
really
the year, it's I think we should be... I mean, I'll look it up later. I think we should be, I think, one of the first, or one of the best teams against the penalties.
Well, I'm doing
my own. We do give up a lot, but, I mean, we do go shorthanded. I mean, that's not a good thing that we call penalties.
They might take a lot of penalties, but at least we can fight them off. So.
Yeah, at least we can fight them off and, you know, stay in the game.
Do you have any more main points? I don't really have any more.
Penalties,
coaching staff, MacArthur. When you're rough, keep it up. What's with with those red things they're all wearing? All the coaches in the league are wearing that red circle thing on their sports coats. Did you notice that?
Well, I think it's something like what the NFL's doing with the
with
cancer.
With the breast cancer? Something like that?
I think something like that. Supporting something.
I'm not sure.
And the last main point I had was MacArthur's game misconduct. I think that was BS, what they're saying about him.
Yeah.
If you actually follow the Sabres and know who MacArthur is as a person, you would know that he's not a person like that.
Right, yeah, he's not dirty at all. Right, okay, I'll do my over and under. You look up the Sabres penalty killing on the year.
Right, go ahead.
All right. My overachiever so far, well, not so far through the year, but just the past three games, I think Paul Gostad, he really did a good job. He's gritting it out. He's winning faceoffs. I think Dustin Penner was like 0-for-5 when we got to the third period last night. You noticed? Yeah. Did you notice Gostad doing?
Well, like I said, I didn't watch most of the game.
Did you hear his name or at all? Or
well, Gostad. I mean, usually he's supposed to play, you know, at a high standard. Yeah. This season he's kind of mediocre, kind of, and so far he's shown that he is and can't be at the state that he should be at.
Yeah.
So he's overachieving.
And just like his heart, you know, I think Paul Gostad does a great job. Getting in there, wherever you need him. If you want him to dig out the puck, he's not scared to go up against anybody. He'll, you know, fight for the puck. He'll give you everything he's got. So maybe Miller isn't the hardest working guy on the team. You know, if you're giving your all, that means, you know, that's the best you can do. My underachiever, I wanted to say Sabretooth. I didn't think he was pounding on the boards enough to get in the crowd in the game. His job is to get the crowd involved in the game, and he is not getting the crowd involved. He's the mascot. What's he supposed to do? He's a bum.
I got a funny story about that. Last year when I went to the game, Philadelphia game, this guy knows how to pump up the crowd. He was walking by, saw a Philadelphia fan, took his flag, wiped his armpits with it, threw it back on him, and the whole crowd just erupted. He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
whoever he is.
I'm just kidding. Sabretooth's great. I want to see him. He used to come out on the ice before the games on a four-wheeler. That was cool. Anyway, my real underachiever, I don't know. I wanted to say Monador, but then he scored last night, so I can't really say that. I guess the most unnoticeable person might be Sekera. Like you said last, think he was...
I'm not a big fan of Sekera right now.
I don't necessarily not like him, but I just think, I don't know. There were a bunch of guys that were underachieving in one of the three games, but then they produced in another game, so you can't really say they're the underachiever for the whole stretch of games, so it's kind of difficult in that regard. But I guess I would have to say Sekera is the least noticeable.
I looked it up.
I was going to say I could switch with you.
At the penalty killing percentage, we're actually 17th. 79.6. And I don't know. Well, oh, wow. it just seems
that's surprising.
Yeah, it just seems that we're doing great on penalty kills. Oh, but versus Chicago with 87.1, with
you
gotta look at it this way too.
We had a few bad games.
Maybe. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, you gotta look at it this way too. Chicago at first has 18.2 power play percentage.
Oh, so they're bad on the power play, but good on the penalty kill.
Yeah, and well, we are. 17.6.
Well, don't worry about that. Not important. So who are overachiever?
Who's your overachiever? I don't really want to say overachiever, but Roy is showing people that he could play like he did last year. And well, he's, I think he's playing kind of a little better in the beginning of this season. And he's creating a lot of opportunities for our other kids that are out there playing. He's kind of trying to prove that he can play like Conley, a team player.
He makes more money than Conley.
I think Conley should be making more money, but with all his injuries in the past, right, and his past history, you can't really rely on him. Underachiever, I was thinking about it for a little bit, and I don't have a single underachiever. I just want to throw out the whole defense.
Okay.
We have good players on defense that are doing good right now, like Rivet, some other people. But as a unit, our defense has given up so many plays. Yeah, too many, actually. So
just over the past three games.
Yeah. Even the game we won last night, we were playing a little better than the first two.
Obviously. Yeah.
We're still giving up. I mean, that one play that they were at a 2-on-1, and it was just a bad shot for them. Bad luck. But Miller got beat on that play. But my point is how it got to that point. Our defense, you know, it's too thin right now.
Injuries. Okay, well, the Sabres actually don't have that many injuries. They've had a bunch of minor ones to date, but right now they only have two.
Well, we don't know the extent of Greer's.
Well, yeah, but they've had... Okay, so excluding that, and that might still be a minor injury, we don't even know.
And we don't know when Ludman's coming back.
That would probably be the most major. But I'm just saying, they've had like seven players that missed like one game. Like, no big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway. So there are currently two players on the injury report because Patrick Laliem, welcome back. He's off the report.
Yeah. I mean, what? Well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen much of Enroth yet, but Laliem's back, so it's better than Enroth. So
yeah.
I have too much experience.
Yeah, Enroth is going to go back down. Yeah, this was just announced that Laliem will be Miller's backup tomorrow night. And that's good that we have a more experienced player in there as a backup.
Yeah, I actually liked him when he signed with the Sabres.
Yeah? I didn't hear about him
as
too much
backup?
Before.
I mean, he had a decent past history. But Ludman, we don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah,
he's
doubtful, he's still
for
out.
The next game.
He probably won't play the next
game. Yeah, he probably won't play the next two or three games.
At least. Who knows? Yeah. That.
And then...
just in the injury report, as Liam comes out, someone's got to go back in.
Yeah, you got to swap it, you know? It's got to be one in, one out.
Mike Greer is the new favorite person for the injury report.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if he's the favorite. I think no one wants him out.
Yeah,
the way he's been playing, the way he's been passing the puck around.
Yeah, I think... the team's going to notice him not being there. He's like a Gostad type of presence.
I hope not in a bad way, though.
Well, no.
Taking losses to go over to Greer, so we're not going to win.
Well, no, I think that they're going to... It's going to negatively affect the team, Greer not being in the lineup. I think he's like a Gostad Hesh type of presence. You know, he will...
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to take crap from people. We don't have a lot of those players anymore.
Yeah.
We got a lot more skilled players than... Greer's good for what he is.
Yep.
Anyway. All right, so now we're going to talk about our three stars of the past three games, which will be difficult, I think.
Yeah, it will be tough. At the dollar store. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting people with it. All right, so three stars time. The triple stars.
You go first.
Alrighty. From what I've seen, from what I've heard,
this
when
is just
I
for the
watching,
past three games, just so
yeah, right. Past three games.
It's hard to name three stars.
It is. I want to go with Roy because of the effort he's been putting in, from what I've seen and what I've heard on the radio when I'm at work. Roy
is first.
Is first. I really enjoyed that breakaway he had last night. I think it was right. when he went around the last guy. He went once this way, second that way, and then he tried to go again, but he missed because the goalie got to him.
Right.
The other first was putting in. My second star, it's going to be Timmy Connolly. He always does something good for us. Yeah, I've never seen him like screw up big time or like the defense in the past few games. But yeah, that's my second star. And despite all the negative things that have been going through our defense, my third star is going to be Ryan Miller. He's made some great stops.
After that terrible game.
Even after that terrible game, I'm sticking with
him. You're basing this off of one game. He automatically makes the third star list.
Well, he let that one goal go into two, whatever. But look at all the other ones he saved. The game could have been far more worse without him.
You're talking about last night.
Yeah, night and the first game. Even when we lost to Philadelphia, it could have been far worse.
That's okay.
Could have made some great saves.
That's okay. I can accept that. My three stars, I'm going to go in reverse order to build up the suspense. My third star is Lindy Ruff. I think that he's always yelling at the officials when he can argue something. I think he's always trying really hard, and it's hard to name three good players. So I think he's always giving it his best. Second star is Connolly. He did have four assists over the past three games. He didn't get any good bounces, so he didn't get any goals. So he still had four assists, which is pretty good numbers. I bet he had the best numbers out of the whole team for those past three games. And then the first star, I named him for my overachiever of the three games, was Gostad. I thought he's always, fighting for the puck, and he's always, fighting for his mates out there.
So he's your first star over Cowley?
Yeah.
Lindy Ruff?
Yeah, I think the Goose doing a good job, as always. But it showed these past three games. I think it was clear.
All right.
Yeah, now we'll transition into the predictions. Last week, Hamed picked Philadelphia to be a win, and we lost. He picked at Boston to be a win, and we lost. And he picked Edmonton at Buffalo to be a loss, and we won. So he was 0-3.
Whatever.
I was 2-1. The only game I got wrong was at Boston. I thought we were going to win that one. We lost. So, well, as time goes on, when that builds up, that should become more and more interesting. And for the main producers for last week, Hamed picked Connolly, which he outperformed my main producer prediction, which was Stafford.
He had like four assists, 4 points. Connolly.
Yeah, that's Connolly.
And Stafford had one goal, 1 point.
One goal, 1 point. Yeah. You definitely. Beat me in that regard. So let's see with the upcoming schedule.
Alrighty, so the Flames on Friday come to Buffalo, followed by we traveling up to Philadelphia
on Saturday.
And then on Wednesday, we host the Panthers. So I'll just start with the predictions.
Okay.
Flames? It's going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be one of those games that we...
now you're scared to call wins, I can
tell. No, I'm not scared to call wins. I really like this game for the Sabres, just because I think we're still coming back from our two losses that we had. But I think it's going to be one of those games that, it's going to go to overtime, and we're going to lose.
So you're calling it a loss.
A loss, but it'll be a close game. It'll be a really close game. And I hope we win. But
right, of course.
My prediction says we're going to lose, hopefully in overtime.
So we get a point out of it.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're going to lose that game. Then we go to Philadelphia to face the Flyers. That will be a win.
You say we get the revenge?
Well, we get the revenge. We always get the revenge.
Okay.
We never fail to get the revenge.
Okay.
And then we host the Panthers, and that's going to be a close game. We're going to win.
All right, so you're predicting
Lose, win, win.
Okay, I think we are going to beat the Flames in Buffalo.
I always have to go against me.
No, I'm not doing it just for going against you, because if I picked the same picks you did, then I would win the shit,
So you're trying to lose?
No, I'm not trying to lose. That's what I think is going to happen. So yeah, I think we're going to beat the Flames. I think we are going to, once again, lose to Philadelphia in Philadelphia. I'm telling you, the Flyers have the Sabres number. They've had the Sabres number. I hope we don't get them in the playoffs. I think the Flyers are going to beat us again, I think. And then I think we're going to beat the Panthers.
We're gonna beat the Panthers.
So I'm gonna say win, loss, win.
Alright.
What do you think about main producer
like, for our upcoming games?
Yeah, not just stats wise, just main producer, the best
main producer in the next few games or
something. Yeah, the best guy for the team.
Alright. Well, I'm gonna have to go with Roy this time.
Roy
Connelly. Connelly's still gonna produce. But Roy has better poise, as they say, to do better.
Okay.
Just because he has that speed. He wants to be known as a higher... Like, you know how, you know, we think about Vanek being the main guy? Roy definitely wants to be the main guy, too. You know, he's like the little brother in the family of the Sabres.
Okay.
I think he's going to do great. Hopefully, like, two, three goals and 2-3 assists.
Okay. That's respectable. I am going to take... I think, I want to say Miller, but I'm not going to, because he's always there. I think Craig Reve is going to score at least once, and he's going to be a lot more noticeable.
So he's going to go contributor.
Captain Craig, yep.
Captain Craig.
All right, we will just do a quick mailbag, and then we'll pretty much be done for this week. All
right.
So let's step in the mailbag.
Sabres Pod Box.
All right, everybody. We want to thank our current 14 subscribers. So thank you.
Thank you.
We currently also have 26 downloads of our podcast. That's just from Podomatic.com. We just recently, the podcast is now up on iTunes. If you guys want to listen to it through your iTunes. Right now, to find it, you would have to type in David Bloom and look under podcast, but I think pretty soon you should be able to type in Sabres is good and find it under podcast. I just had to change the name from Podomatic.com, and I just did that after I already submitted it, so that will be worked out. We had a record-setting week for the show in emails with a grand total of 2. So we want to thank Nicole in Toledo, Ohio, and Doug in Depew. Nicole says, "Hey, cool show. It seems like you guys know what you're talking about. Maybe I'll start watching or listening, rather, every week if I get into hockey. Maybe you could throw a few Raider stats into the mix to ease the transition. Haha, I'll be back next week. Good job." Nicole's a friend of mine, so that's why that's. But thanks for writing in, Nicole. And you didn't really have anything you want us to discuss, so that's too bad. Doug and DePew.
Well, the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
do me a favor. I guess they're 32nd in rushing yards.
Yeah, do me a favor. Go to NFL.com. Find out what the Raiders are like. 32nd in the league, and that'd be great. All right. Doug and DePew says, the subject line for the email was Tyler Myers. He wrote, "I knew that you would read this email if I made the subject about Myers, since you both are clearly in love with him. Seriously, though, this podcast is great. My cousin and I listen to it together and can't wait until the next podcast. Keep up the good work." And then he wrote, "Dave, nice call on the Sabres losing to the Flyers," which I was right, even though you knew it too. I don't know why you didn't say it. And then he wrote, "Sabres is good, Doug in Depew." Well, thank you, Doug. I think we have a reason to like Myers, though. It's not like we like him for no reason. You know, he's been making plays. So he's one of the more likable Sabres this year, right?
Yeah, I kind of didn't really notice him that much this week, but I mean, he was out there.
Yeah, it seemed like after he got to
the
spot.
He was cooling off.
Yeah, after he got to the spot where the Sabres couldn't send him down to his, his juniors anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready to give him the contract.
He's like, all right, whatever.
Why would you want to send him down? Just because he had, like, what, one very bad game?
Well, they can't send him down now. Now he's on the Sabres for the rest of the year.
Even if they could, why?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that he deserves to be sent down.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying, like, it seemed like maybe he feels a little comfortable now because he knows he's going to be here for the whole year, so he just kind of, like, let up. But you know what? Tyler Myers, if you're listening, we don't mean that. We
want you on the show.
We know you're trying as hard as you can, and we thank you for it. If you would like your email read on the show, or you have something you'd like us to discuss, you can please email us at
SabresPodbox.
That's SabresPodbox at gmail.com.
.com.
Spelled just the way you would think it would be.
Gmail.
yes. Also, you guys can catch us at podomatic.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. And now you can catch us on iTunes at the iTunes store. It's free. Don't worry. Just type in, well, right now, type in David Bloom. But pretty soon you should be able to type in Sabres.
And why not? Why not Hamed Mohtemedy? Why not? You have to control by
it'll
you?
Be there. It'll be there. Don't worry. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. Sure. Okay. But we are done for the week. We're going to sign off. So
I'm Hamed.
And I'm David Bloom. Goodbye, Sabres Nation. Hamed, what are you tapping me on the shoulder for? What is it?
Yo, this just in. The Oakland Raiders are 32nd overall in yards per game. Oh my god, they suck!
They're terrible.